It is a site shrouded in mystery, meaning, and mysticism, and among the most visited in England. But now a very modern problem has Stonehenge back in the spotlight: whether to build a tunnel under the Stone Age temple to improve traffic flow nearby. As special correspondent Malcolm Brabant tells us, archaeologists and activists warn a cherished site is now under threat.
Britain's most flamboyant druid, King Arthur Pendragon, is on the warpath.
I'm a Pendragon by name and nature. And Pendragon means battle chieftain, or head dragon. And I am the head of what's thought of as the warrior political arm of the druid movement. It's me who takes the protest, and it will be me that opposes this tunnel by any means necessary, if it comes to it.
Just take a moment to listen to the silence here at Stonehenge. What you can probably hear in the background is the noise of traffic from the highway 250 yards away. It's not very busy today, but you can still hear it. Not very prehistoric. What those in favour of the tunnel say is that it will bring tranquility back to this ancient site.
This video from Britain's Highways Authority projects what a difference the tunnel would make to the landscape while improving the traffic flow in what's frequently a major bottleneck. Nicola Tasker is the director of Stonehenge.
As we stand here at the stones, you can really see how this noisy and polluting road is a blight on the landscape. I mean, Stonehenge and its surrounding landscape is one of the most important Neolithic sites within Europe, and at the moment it has this road cutting that landscape in half. So we believe that the tunnel will really enhance the experience that people have of enjoying and exploring the wider landscape and help them make sense of the stones themselves.